Perfect. So we'll pick up. All right. So we'll pick up the Achar Sheik Bazebedaito, page Kuf Pei Zayin. After a person establishes this in their heart, again, that Rambam is specifically referring to this idea that he recognizes that he is always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tzar Sheis Bonin Aroma Musa Yisbarach Asher Hu Merumam V'Niskav Al Kol Brachu Tehila Al Kol Minei Shalemus Shetucha Machshav Teinu L'damus L'Havin. Then a person has to realize that ultimately that the Ribono Shel Olam really defies all comprehension. Even when we contemplate the greatness of God, that contemplation will always fall short of the true greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'od tzarech she'yisponin. Furthermore, a person has to contemplate al shiflus ha'adam upesisus upechisuso lefi chomriuso v'gasuso. After a person contemplates the greatness of God, a person has to contemplate the true lowliness of man based again on his physicality. Kol shekin lefi achatoim shechato me'odo. So we'll say, the next thing that Ramchal is talking about over here is the idea of contrast. The idea of contrast. On one end, I just spent a little bit of time focusing on, not a little bit of time, I just spent my time focusing on the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's one way in which I instill within myself this notion of the greatness of God. On the other hand, the person also has to focus on the littleness. I don't want to use the word lowliness, because lowliness sounds so negative, but littleness of man. And all the, now, again, man, in the grand scheme of things, is little and small, and all the more so when we consider the fact that man sins, which compromises his standing even more. Ki al kol eila i'efshar shelo yecharad libo, velo yirash, ba'odo midaber devara lefanav yisparach, umaskir b'shmo u'mishtadal lehiratzo slo. Because I will say, the truth is, when a person thinks about this, it's impossible that a person will not be overwhelmed. Will not be overwhelmed as a person is speaking before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that if a person really contemplates the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam, while simultaneously contemplating my own smallness, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. I think about my place. Was it the most humbling thing often a person could do? Is a person looks up into the heavens. Right? You look up into the sky and you realize this vast expanse of heaven. You know, we think we're so important. And we think, you know, the world revolves around us. But the truth is, when you look at the vastness of nature, you're reminded that the truth is we're one very small cog in a much greater wheel. Humash Amar HaKosov, Ivdues Hashem Biira, Vigilu Bira Ada. This is what it means when the Pasuk says, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with reverence, with Yira, Vigilu Bira Ada, and rejoice with trepidation, Uksiv, Kel Narot Bisod Kidoshim Rabov Nora Kosribov Kemalochim Liosum Yosekrovim Elavisparach Mimiagova Hamri, because since angels are by definition closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now why is that? Because we have an inherent barrier between ourselves and God, and that's physicality. Right? Because we're physical beings, so by definition that puts us at a distance. Kalahem Yosel Adamo Shavach Kidulaso. Remember again, therefore, the angels by definition are closer, and the angels have an easier time articulating true praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they don't have a barrier between themselves and God. Al kein moro'o aleihem yosir mimashehu al b'nei adam. Therefore again, the angels have a certain level of yira above and beyond what we possess. Va'amnam David ha-melech alav ha-shalom b'yet David ha-melech haya mishabeach va'omer. But yet, interestingly enough, David HaMelech felt that he was able to accomplish this level of Yira, and he was able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will bow down to you, to your temple, Biyira Secha, in great fear, Uksiv, Omipnei Shemi Nichasu, Va'omer, Elokai Boshti V'Nichlamti, Laharim Elokai Panai Elecha. So we'll say, the idea that you see the Rav Chal developing is this need to cultivate this midah of Yira. And again, as I mentioned when we started this is a little bit of a fine balance, because fear often is not considered to be a healthy emotion, especially when it comes to cultivating a relationship, right? It's hard to cultivate a relationship with something that you fear. Often what happens is something that you fear more often than not, you don't relate to it. You distance yourself from it. You disengage from it. So that's why I'm careful to translate. Rechal doesn't really mean fear here. He really means an awe and a reverence. He really means this idea that it's important to just develop within ourselves a sense of just awesome reverence for the Ribono Shel Olam, how incredible he is, while at the same time also focusing on how small I am. And I will say, I want to be clear, being small doesn't mean being insignificant. Being small just means being small. It just means that there's a whole world, which by the way is very good for one's humility also, because often we think we are at the center of the universe, and our problems are the most important problems, and our opinions are the most important opinions. And sometimes a person has to take a step back and say, wow, you know what? I'm not the most important thing in the universe. I'm one cog in the much greater wheel. And again, that by itself reinforces one's reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am so small, yet he is so big. V'ulam, hayira hazos. However, this yira, this reverence, sorich sheyiskaber b'leiv b'tchila, v'achar kach tara pe'ulosea gam be'evrei haguf. So the cultivation of this yira first begins in one's heart. It first begins in the leiv, and afterwards, ultimately, it manifests itself literally in one's actions. Halohima kovet harosh v'shtachava'a shiflos ha'inayim u'kafifas hayadayim. For example, he says, Halohima. He says, what's some examples of behavioral manifestations of this yira? Kovet harosh. So literally, kovet harosh means a person takes life seriously. Vishtachava, a person is willing to bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiflus he'inayim u'kafifas hayadayim, a lowering of the eyes. And literally, kafifas hayadayim quite literally means that A folding of the hands. Ke'eved lifnei ha'melech rav, like a servant before a great king. Now, what he's referring to, you know, there's an idea by davening that one is supposed to assume the posture of a servant before a master. So, for example, the halacha brings down the idea that one is supposed to put their left hand within their right hand and to literally stand like an eved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea that he's pointing out over here is this feeling of yira, this feeling of fear or reverence, we're going to use the word awe, expresses itself both emotionally in terms of a mindset, but also expresses itself behaviorally within physical actions as well. He says, "V'chein amru b'gimara, Rava techar yadei umatzli." The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that Rava techar yadei. If you look in the footnote in 90, techar yadei umatzli, chobek yadav be'etz ba'osav. He would go ahead and he would hold his hands with his fingers, like I just described to you, the left hand within the right hand, umispalo, and he would daven Omar ke'avda kame mare, like a servant in front of his master. V'hine dibarnu ad ata min ha'achno min ha'boshas, unedaber ata me'inyen ha'kovid. So the Ramchal says, so up until now we've spoken about ha'achno, or almost a certain element of sublimating oneself, of sublimation, and boshes, or embarrassment, humility. Now let's talk about kavod. What does that mean? Hine, kavod hamitzvah v'yikara. So we'll say, remember, the first level of yiras Hashem is what he called yiras haromimos, is a recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expresses itself in a certain level of hachna'ah, of giving oneself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of humbling or sublimating oneself, and a certain boshes, a certain level of embarrassment. Now embarrassment, boshes, not embarrassment because it's like I've done anything wrong, that might be part of the embarrassment, but also just really, really a better word is also a humility. I'm not as important and not as big as I think I am. At the end of the day, it's important to understand my place in the universe. I'm also saying, you know, The Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara says that a person should never think that they're so important. You know, some people think that they're indispensable. They're indispensable. The Gemara says, if the Ribono Shel Olam wanted to be mazmin a yitush, if he wanted to go ahead and appoint a gnat to go ahead and do my job, Ribono Shel Olam could get a gnat to do my job. Now, the Gemara is not trying to make us feel bad about ourselves. What the Gemara is trying to say is, sometimes a person has to humble themselves and recognize that, okay, of course we're all important, but the truth is, in the grand scheme of things, in 100 years from now, in 100 years from now, hopefully we will have contributed something. But the truth is, for most of us, you know, besides our immediate family, our names and our memory will disappear into the sands of time. We'll say that's an incredibly humbling reality. Incredibly humbling reality. So what? It's important because it sometimes we do things and we act in certain ways out of incredible gaiva and of incredible arrogance, and we forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we put ourselves first before anything and everything else. And it's just important, says the Ramchal, that on one hand we contemplate the greatness and awesomeness of the Ribono Shel Olam while simultaneously contemplating our own smallness, not nothingness, not lack of importance, but smallness. So that's the first part, he says, of Yiras Hashem. The second part, ultimately, again, is a contemplation of Kavod. Now, what does this mean? Hinei, Kivot HaMitzvah V'Yikara. So he says, let's just read this last line, I will say. Hinei Kivot HaMitzvah V'Yikara. So, for example, he says, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Yiras Hashem with Kavod HaMitzvah, with, again, focusing on the greatness and incredible beauty and honor in a mitzvah. We'll pick up with that on Monday, Yiras Hashem.